Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Hei Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem, we're finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph. Now, yesterday we began Sif Tes, where we talked about if a person originally had a ceiling with mud and cement, and the boards were cemented in place. However, he then removed the cement, or there were just boards in place, and he removed the nails from those boards, and otherwise these boards would be kosher as schach. So we said that it was perfectly acceptable. The entire sukkah would be kosher as long as you removed all of the nails that were holding these boards in place. And then, at the very end of the shir, we read the Mechaber, where we said, Afilu hanisorim rechovim arba. And we said, this is true, even if those boards, which had the nails removed from them, are more than four tefachim wide. And we didn't explain that sheet inside. Now we're going to see this sheet inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chof Hei. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Af Api, even though the Ilu Lo Hayso Kan Tikra Mitchilo, if we didn't have a ceiling there originally, and we just had boards that were four tefachim wide, V'yachshavu Bo L'Sachik Bin Esorim Shel Arba Tefachim L'Shem Sukkah, Hayo Pasul Midrabanan, and it wouldn't be acceptable Midrabanan because, as we've already explained, the Chanal, the Siman Tov Resh Chof Tes, Sif Yudches, Mishum Gezeras Tikra, because it looks too much like a ceiling. And people are going to say, if I can sit here, why can't I sit in my house? Shlo Yeshiv Tachas Kores Beis Oviyomar, a person will sit in his house and say, Mali Zeh Mali Chadasha, why do I have to take out a new sukkah? This is perfectly good. If I would put this up in the sukkah, it's good, so therefore it's good over here too. So therefore, we don't allow a person to have, in the normal circumstances, boards that are four tefachim wide to be the schach. However, Aval Hashta, in this situation, the Zu Tikra Haisa, this was a perfectly good ceiling beforehand, and you undid the cement, the tar, that was holding these boards in their places, or you undid the nails that were holding these boards in their places, and you did a Maisa. V'zeh Bo'alasos Maisa Lohosir Masberim Shalah, you removed the nails holding these boards in place, Ulenanor L'Shem Sukkah, and you moved them L'Shem Sukkah L'Shem Schach. Therefore, your actions are mochiach, ze mochiach, sheodeya, sheomra Torah, tasev lo min osri. So it's clear that this is perfectly an acceptable good sukkah, and that you know the dinum of tasev lo min osri, that you can't have it up there, and then say, this will be my sukkah. And therefore, v'su leka lemigzar mishum tikras beiso. And therefore, the gezeira of tikras beiso doesn't apply in this situation where you did a maisa, such as undoing the nails, or getting rid of all the cement. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds further, Vineze Mahane Rak Linyan Pikbuk. This only works in regards to Pikbuk. Yesterday we explained the end of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chafei, Pirush Shiyakar Osan Mimekomon Min Misamim Hatkuim Behen, that you're removing the nails holding these boards in place and you're moving every one of these boards. That's when it's acceptable, according to this first opinion. However, Abu Le'inyan Litol Achas Mibein Tayim, but to take out every other one, the nails, and leave the other boards with nails, so Yesh Deos B'Poskim. Here you have a machlokis amongst the Poskim, whether this would be acceptable. The Halo Paskin and Lekaman and Simon Tofer Islam Beis, we can learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shia, the Schach Posel Posel B'Emtza B'Arbo Tvachim. The Posel of Schach ruins it if there's at least four Tvachim of it. In this situation, you've removed the nails from the four tefachim board, but you have another four tefachim board that you didn't remove the nails from. And therefore, this is like having non-kosher schach that's four tefachim wide that ruins the sukkah. Unless, imloshi is dami, litin schach kosher, b'mokum shnei nesarim. Unless you remove two adjacent boards, each of them four tvachim, now you have eight tvachim, which is the shear of a sukkah, shu shear sukkah v'yoser, a little bit more than you need, and then it would be kosher, as long as you put kosher v'schach in that airspace. Now, he then brings down the yesh sovereign. There are those that disagree, and they say the kivin shosu maisa. No, since you did a maisa on every other one, shenot al nesim b'mein tayim, v'nosim schach kosher, you put in kosher v'schach, Mahani Maisa Zu, this action is even good lahachshir af mokum and nesa shibitzido, even the board that's still left in place. Okay, this is the first opinion that we had in the Mechaber yesterday. This is the Rif, Adas Harosh. The Rif is understood by the Rosh, as well as the Rif is understood by the Ramban. So this is the first Mu'meko Shita, that even if the Nisarim are Rechavim Arba, under these circumstances is acceptable. But then we had read yesterday, and we'll read it again now, the opinion of the Rambam. And this is cited in the Ber Hagola Os Kuf, and it's also the Ran's understanding of the Rif. Now, He says as follows. The Eishmi Shomer, the Mechaber tells us, there are those that say, again, it's the Rambam, and the Rif is understood by the Ran, that these four tefach wide boards are not good in this situation as sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Chavov why this is so. He says, Deya zu cholekes adeya kamaiso linyan pikbuk. This understanding argues with the first opinion in regards to, is it adequate to just undo the nails on each board and move each board? This opinion says, the Sfira law, the lo mahani kishayu anisor mechavim arat tvachim. It won't work if the boards are four tvachim wide. Now, that's outright a difference between this shita of the Yesh Misha Omer, the Rambam, and the Rif is understood by the Ran, as opposed to the first opinion says that afilu nasor mechavim arba is good, and that was the Rif according to the Rush and the Ramban. Okay, now, what about ulinyan litol achas mi bintai? What about taking out every other one? So here we have a big machlokus, and you can see this more clearly defined in the Shaar HaTzion and Os Yud Zayin, as well as the Bir Halacha by the Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maschu Shlo Yuvan Asarim Ruchavim Arba Tvachim, and we'll get to both of them in a moment. So first he tells us, Ulinyan Litol Achas Mi Bintayim, can you take out every other one? So he says, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim, there are different opinions between the Achronim as to whether this applies to just this Sheet of the Yesh Misha Omer, or does it apply as well to the previous opinion that we brought down? And you can see that this is essentially a machlokas between the Morgan of Ram and the Vilna Gaon. You can see this in Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Zayin, as well as in the Bir Halacha, Shlo Yuvan Asarim Ruchavim Abar Tvachim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the Bezeh Shlo Yuvan Asarim Shebetikra Ruchavim Abar Tvachim. If you didn't have the boards four tvachim wide, and you took out every other one, and you put in kosher eschach in between every other board, so in this situation, everybody would agree that it's perfectly good. Why? The kivin shos a ma'isa, you did a ma'isa, so therefore, miskasher gam sham. So you've made acceptable the entire sukkah schach. Afilu a sukkah gedola kam amos. Even if it's a large sukkah, so there's still a lot of schach there that would not have been considered maybe good on its own. Here, miskasher gam sham. This would work. Now, but according to the opinion that we brought down, the more machmir idea that you shouldn't use nesarim at all, even if they're less than four tvachim, so then, here too, yesh lizor mi pikbuk v'gam mizeh, then one should be careful even in this situation not to do this, unless you have no other choices, it's extenuating circumstances. And we'll see at the very end of this simon, in the last Mishnah Berurah, he's going to discuss this idea a little bit more. So for now, we'll stop over here, and we'll go to Sif Yud, the last Sif in this beautiful siman. Mechaber tells us, sukkah shein lo gag, if a sukkah doesn't have a roof, how can it not have a roof and be a kosher sukkah? So he says, for example, it's still, one might have thought, a kosher sukkah, because you have it like in a teepee type of a shape. It doesn't have a flat roof. I can go and show you, roshe hadefanos devuko zubazu kimin srif. You have the boards of the wall curved upwards, and they come to a point like a teepee, and you don't have a flat roof at all, not even for even one tefach. Alternatively, oshesamach rosh hadofen shel sukkah lekosel, or you have the schach, or kosher schach, leaning against the wall, so it's making like a right angle to it. And as the Shaar HaTzion points out, and obviously you have a third wall there as well, afilu asa o dofen shlishis, certainly would be good if you just had the schach leaning against the wall and you're going to sit underneath that. That's no good. So you have a third wall. But in both of these situations where it comes to a point like a teepee and there's no roof there, or you have the schach leaning against the wall, psula, in both of these situations it's no good. So let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Zayin. He tells us, Pirush also yikit kaveris. It's made like a beehive. Shemishapeyav olech. It's at an angle, like a teepee. Shegago v'kirosov echot. And the walls and the ceiling are the same. So you have perfectly kosher eschach, and it's functioning as a wall at an angle with all the other walls that are making up this teepee-like structure, and that's not called a roof, and it's no good. Similarly, Sif Katan Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu im osad defonos hamishupoyim mischach kosher. This is even if it's all kosher eschach, so these walls that are leaning are kosher eschach. Nevertheless, the ein kan lo dofiv lo gag, it's not halachically considered like you have a wall or like you have a ceiling. So therefore, it is no good. Mechaber continues and he says, however, vim hoya lo gag afilu tefach, but if there was at least one horizontal tefach worth of roof, Or, Shigbiya Hadofen Hasamach Lakosa, or you lifted it above the ground, this angled schach that you have from the floor to the wall, you lifted it off the ground. Shehigbiya Hadofen Hasamach Lakosa Minakarka Tefach, as long as it lifted up a tefach, so now you have a wall, and now this dress is a slanted roof. Hare Zuk Shira. Mechaber says both of these are good. And we see inside the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Tes, this is good. Bein Shevash Bishasah Kimin Srif. Lo Yomishupa Ad Chuda Mamish. It's like you made the teepee structure that it wasn't coming to a point. Elo Shasah Pasuach Tefach. It comes to like a flat area at the top of a tefach. Or Shesamach Rosh Hadofen Lakosel. Or when you're leaning the schach slash wall against the other wall, kishir tefach min hakosel, it's at least a tefach away from the kosel, and therefore it has a flat area of a tefach. B'chozeh hashvinon also avir kisosim, that space that's there, it doesn't even have to be that there's an actual body over there, an actual substance over there, it's just even a space that's a horizontal tefach, that is good. Because the kol pachas mishlosha tefachim kilavad dami, because by the principle of love, we say it's filled in. And v'hari yesh lo gag, and therefore it halachically has a gag. Even though it's only a space that's horizontal of a tefach, it would be good. And he says, ayin in the Mogen Avraham, dafilu lamalo ein rochav tefach. Even if on the top it doesn't have a roof of a tefach, rach debepachos mishlosha somuch legaga yesh rochav tefach. At least at some point, within three tefachim on the top, it has a tefach, so then shari, then it would be acceptable as well. Alternatively, Sivkot and Lamed, we said, the Mechaber wrote, Oshigbi, you can lift it off from the ground, a tefach. So the Mechaber's opinion is, Hainu b'zakifu, that it's vertically raised, even though it's not filled in. How do you do this? Lafilu avi, even if there's area underneath it that's pure air, it's less than three tefachim, but it's pure air over there, kigon, for example, she'amid zavi yoseh, agabe avodim, you put rocks in the two corners with this schach, which is leaning now as both the roof and as a wall, it's raised one tefach above the ground by these rocks, so it's now functioning as you have a one tefach wall, and then this slanted schach, so that's acceptable according to the Mechaber. Because, again, the kol pachos mishol shetochim kolav udamya, v'nech shet kisosim. So this area on the bottom is considered filled in because it's less than a tefach. Less than three tefachim, it's only one tefach. V'ha'u tefach hashvina leke kisolo shel sukkah. And this tefach is considered like the wall of the sukkah, v'shipu shelo, and the elaxon, the diagonal that it's angling, shelo, is considered choshev legat, counts as a roof. However, but at least the total height has to be at least 10 tefachim still, as we're going to point out again in a moment. So even though only the vertical component is one tefach, but when you take into account the vertical part of the horizontal component, so then that angle has to have a total of 10 tefachim in height. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim, he brings down this V'yesh Omrim that says, Sha'atefach lo ti'aver, that bottom tefach cannot be, through the principle of Lovud, considered halachli filled in, but it must be substantive. Rak min ha-dofen or schach. It actually has to be dofen that's vertical or schach that's vertical. Something has to be there, and this is brought down in the name of the Rosh, in the name of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph tells us, the apple gav the eshlo melovin. Whoa, why don't we say lovin over here? Ain shame gag amokim shuavir, because you can't call it roof if there is space. You can't call it wall if it's just space. There has to be something there that is substantive before you can apply the principle of lovin. Sivkat lamid beis, min hadofen or tzach. You have to have that either it's wall or it's tzach. The Ramah is telling us over here, Rod Salomar, min hadofen, if you have it the vertical component that's next to the ground, you have to have at least one vertical tefach up. Yeah, tefach bevinyan v'loy de'aver, can't be open space. Likewise, v'chein l'mala, kishose gag, when it's bent over and you're making a horizontal area, it has to be actual gag. Yeah, al yedei schach, has to be actual schach, v'loy ayedei avir, and it can't be just with avir. The Irish foot number 16 brings down, Av shalachorah dai b'kach shimalei tefach zeh b'kisu sheino kosher l'schach. Technically, it doesn't have to be kosher l'schach, it just has to be substantive. Nevertheless, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, sheyitochik shetzorach davka schach kosher. It has to be schach kosher, because if you want to call it a gag, it has to be made out of kosher l'schach. It can't be just something that's not kosher l'schach, if that's the only actual horizontal component. And certainly, v'loy the aver can't be air. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Vitzaro shiya bo shiva tefachim al shiva begova asara tefachim." And now you have to have in that area that is going up to 10 tvachim, it also has to be at least 7 tvachim wide. So you can't just have at the bottom 7 tvachim, but you have to have at the height of the 10 tvachim, you have to have 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. And that's brought down the name of the tour. And that part that's above 10 tvachim, which is now functioning as schach, has to be kosher l'schach. Because that is the schach. Furthermore, and if the entire walls are made of material that could be for schach, so then mutar lishon afilu tachas ha'defanos, then you can even be sleeping underneath these slanted walls. That is perfectly good. And this is also brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now we go to the final Mishnah Berurah, and we go to Sukkot Lamed Gimel. He says that it has to be at least 10 tvachim lafuke, as opposed to imushiva al shiva lematam yasar tvachim. If it's only 7 by 7 wide, but it doesn't reach that 7 by 7 wide all the way up to the 10 tvachim distance, that's height that's required. Ukshamigia hashipua legova asar, and when it's slanted above 10 tvachim, ain't a rachva shiva al shiva, it's no longer 7 by 7 over there, then you don't have a kosher sukkah, and it's pasul. And how do you calculate this? Umodid in huasar tvachim shalagova, the 10 vertical height that you must have, 10 tvachim, is biyoshev over the lachzon. It has to be straight vertical component. It can't be measured on an angle. Finally, Sivkot Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mistavra dekoy dover zeh al shnei honyonim anal. That which we said over here, that it has to be kosher ischach, goes in both of the options that we had. Dainu, beinim motzel lamata bedofen tefach, whether the vertical component at the bottom was a tefach, that has to be kosher ischach. O shehirchik rosh hadofen lamala min hakosel v'os hagak tefach, or you didn't have it come all the way to the other wall, and you had a space of a tefach. In both of these situations, b'cholze aminon divin asar tvach l'malo chashvin ha'shipur l'schach, and the entire area that's above 10 tvachim has to be kosher l'schach. Then he concludes, and he brings out the prima godim. Cause of the prima godim. Kor makum sheyesh plukta derav rosa b'sukkah. Whenever you have a machlokus amongst the rabbis in regards to sukkah. So how do we pass it? So it depends. Imhu b'daraisa, the prima godim is brought down by the Mishmur, says, if it's a din daraisa that they're arguing about, so then azlil l'chumra. We have a general rule, sofik daraisa l'chumra. So to over here, we go l'chumra. V'i les le sukkah achrita, and if there is no other sukkah available other than this one, which is the machlokes daraisa on whether it's kosher or not, so you should go eat in it, ochel shal, because you have no choice, but believe bracha, don't make a bracha, because sofik brachus l'hakol, because you may not have to make a bracha, because maybe it's not a kosher sukkah, so don't make the bracha, but go and eat it, because maybe it is a kosher sukkah and you'll be yotzi deraisa. That's in regards to machlokas deraisa. If the machlokas is in regards to a din derabanan, vibi derabanan, so then it depends. V'yesh lo sukkah achrito, if you have another sukkah, so then preferably go and eat in the other sukkah. Roy lahach mevelel chasham. Much better to go and get around this machlokas derabanan and go eat in a kosher sukkah that's kosher deraisa and in derabanan, rather than to eat in the sukkah that you have to rely upon one shita that says it's good, as opposed to the other sheet that says it's no good, albeit even though it's only no good midi rabban. But if you don't have any other sukkah, uve ein lo sukkah achrita, if you don't have another sukkah except this one for which there's a machlokas de rabbanan, yotzi bo yidei chavoso, you are in fact sitting in that sukkah and you fulfill your obligation. However, o bruch einami mevarach, you can even make a brach in this situation. Aye, we don't say sofik brachos lahakal over here. We'll see in a moment why not in Dershavu number 17. But he says, concludes, this is the prima godim still talking. The Mishmur says, "Vadayin tzarich iyun ktsas." You got to look into this a little bit more. He's not 100% sure. Ad kan lashono. This is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the prima godim until this point. We conclude with the issue footnote number 17, where he tells us, "Leinyan adam hamesupok im birach bracha shechiyuvim in the rabbanon." If you're in doubt, did you make a bracha not that was only a chiyuvim in the rabbanon to make the bracha? Oh, shalom berach, did you or did you not make it? So then we learned previously in Hilchos Brachos, in Simon Reish Tas Vav, in the Sharet Zion, sha'asol lahach with the baruch. If you're not sure, did you or did you not make a brach on this glass of soda? So, and you want to drink more still, so if there's nobody else there to make the brach shakol that you can be yotzi with, you don't make another shakol. So how come over here, maduot tzidit kan, shemavarach malkum sofik? Here it's also a sofik brachos derabbanan, and why don't we say sofik brachos lahakel? He springs down from the Sefer Kuntrasei Shiurim. This is by Rav Gustman Zatzal, and he says, "Shebemakom shenechluku achachamim shemivur begemara shelinyan derabban and holach achamekel." That when we're told here that we go after the makel opinion, so that becomes the halacha. It's no longer considered a sofik derabban. We paskin like the makel opinion, and therefore it's no longer b'toras sofik. Hukra halacha b'toras vaday shochem achamekel. In this situation, we vaday go after the makel opinion. So why is it still a tzarich in katan that the premier gadam had? So the Kaf HaChaim says she talking she'at b'savik derabbanan yesh lachush l'savik bracha ulimona milavarka, because he still had this idea of savik bracha l'hakol. So that's why he's left with the little tzarich in. This concludes Simon Tafri Salman Aleph and today's shir.